Blog Talk Radio.
WIJSF.com. Women in Jazz South Florida Inc. is a nonprofit educational organization that promotes women musicians globally through events, concerts, performances, clinics, lectures, workshops, articles, interviews, newsletters, courses, contacts, research, history, archives, websites, film, audio and video recordings, and recognition. Visit us at WIJSF.com. You're listening to blogtalkradio.com/musicwoman with your host, Diva JC.
Feeling good. Feeling good. Feeling good. Like a soul that's lost the blue. And I'm feeling very, very good. Oh, at last, my blues pass. And I'm free from the blues that have tortured me. And I'm feeling mighty, mighty good. I've got my coat, I got my hat. I'm gonna walk out and celebrate. I don't cry no more, no, no. I don't need a shoulder, I hate. Feel like spring, I can sing. They're gonna swing from now on and never lose the groove. And I'm shouting cause I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good, good, good. Feeling good like a soul that's lost the blues. And I'm feeling mighty, mighty good. Tortures me, and I'm shouting cause I'm feeling good. I've got my coat, I got my hat. I'm gonna walk out and celebrate. I don't cry no more, no, 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 no. I don't need a shoulder, I ain't. Feel like spring, and I can sing. We're gonna swing from now on and never lose a groove. And I'm shouting.
Feeling. So this is Dr. Diva JC, and I need to know if I can be heard because there's no sound on my computer. I think it is the computer. So my guest today is Tanya Yalley, and she's going to text me right now to tell me if she can hear me. So Tanya, wonderful. But I'm going to open your mic and ask you to speak. Go ahead. Speak.
I can hear you, Dr. Cartwright.
Okay. So I'm assuming that it's playing through the board because I'm actually calling from my telephone. So, Tanya, how are you? How is the bookstore?
Good. We're doing good. Just getting used to, just getting used to the new space. And it's nice. We added some more bookshelves today, so we're excited.
Oh, good. And what about the art gallery?
The soft opening for the art gallery will be this Saturday at 12. So we're gearing up and prepping the space for that. So we're definitely looking forward to having one of your artists join us on Saturday.
That's right. Kim J will be there.
Mm-hmm.
So I am going to be firming up the ladies that we slated for April, March, April, May, and June. And we will be firming that up, but let's talk about, will they be at the bookstore and the gallery, or just one or the other?
Just the bookstore for now, because we're set up for that at the bookstore.
Mm-hmm. And that includes social distancing?
Yes, ma'am. Everyone has to wear a mask coming in, and the bar is open, and the front doors remain open the entire time.
Good, good, good. Okay, well, we're looking forward to Saturday. I canceled something so that I could be there, and I will, by that time, we will have talked to each other and firmed everything up. So now go ahead and tell us what is new on your agenda. What do you want people to know about your two businesses in Lake Worth?
Well, we currently have the space at 709 and 711 Lucerne, Lake Worth, Florida, and one half of the building is a bookstore, which we call it a bookshop to reminisce of the old bookshops from the old days. And on the right side, or on the west side of the building, we have the bar, which is a gamer lounge. So if you like PlayStation or Xbox or Nintendo, you can come and play video games and have a glass of wine or craft beer. And we're open from 4 to 11 on the bar side, Tuesday through Saturday every week. We also have an old-school arcade machine that my husband, the co-owner of Sugar Plum and the Gremlin Growler, he actually put in a design for it with a Orlando firm. So it was made from scratch in Orlando. And the same artist that we have – sorry?
I'm listening. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. So on that arcade machine that we had made in Orlando, the artist that flew out from California that painted the front and the back of our building. We have murals all over our building. And it's across the street from the downtown post office. They flew back down and they painted the arcade machine. So on one side of the arcade machine is different characters from the 90s and 2000s. And on the other side of the arcade machine is different characters from the 90s and 80s and 90s. So that's really fun. The bookshop, we do Jazz on J Street at the end of the month, every month, and then we'll be working with Dr. Cartwright and her list of amazing artists. I think that's the third Thursday of every month. Is that correct, Dr. Cartwright?
Let me look. Yes, It looks like it's the third Thursday. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right. So we're excited about that. I grew up with jazz. Both of my parents love jazz. They're Jamaican, and they met in England, and jazz has always been a part of our lives, along with reggae and jazz. Have always been a big part of our lives, so we're really excited.
Well, women in jazz, South Florida, we're excited too because we haven't been anywhere to do anything in a very long time, you know. So
yes.
It's nice that things are opening up as long as everybody is being safe, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we've had a few events leading up to this one, and we followed social distancing guidelines, and you can't come in without a mask, so we've been very strict about that. Unless you're drinking, unless you're having your wine, when you put the wine back down, you put your mask back on, and everyone's been very courteous, and we've been open since October 30th. We were closed for a full 9 months, so we were closed the entire pandemic. So we just reopened it. Yeah. Yeah. So we're definitely very happy to be open again.
Oh, wow. It's really rough, but we're going to hope for the best. So, you have children. Are they girls and boys?
Well, between my husband and I, we have 3 5-year-olds, both of us from previous marriages. So my twins are 5. They'll be 6 next month in March. And his daughter is 6 months younger. So she just turned 5 in September. So for 6 months out of the year, they're the same exact age, which is a lot of fun. And then my son from a previous marriage is 13. So, yeah, we have, between the two of us, we have 4 kids.
Wow, that is fun. 3 5.
Yeah, it's definitely fun. Is that's the way to describe it.
3 is like, yeah, triplets are so cute. Okay, well, I will be doing storytelling from my books, you know. I won't be singing, but the other lady, and Cynthia has a book also called Promises from the Palmetto about the elderly people who live in West Park, Florida. And so she'll probably tell because she has some really interesting stories. So, but she sings also. I'm the one that's not going to sing. Roberta's going to play the piano. And Libra will sing. Now, Libra, she's been there. Do you know her, Libra Sene?
No, the only artist that I recognized from the list was Blanche, and she's been a great support this past 3 years. But I didn't recognize any of the other artists, but I'm looking forward to meeting them.
Okay, so Libra was just asking, did you have the outside, you know, because apparently she had been there when you were outside.
Oh, that's a good question. We actually just put the palm trees back. So for the past almost 2 years, when we first opened, we created what was called a beer garden, and we put palm trees up, and we did other bougainvilleas. And then at the time before COVID, the city said that, you know, they would prefer that we only use it as a parking lot. So we took all the palm trees down. Well, now, because of COVID and because of everything that's going on in Lake Worth, they're promoting people. They're asking people to use the outside. So we just brought back our palm trees. So now, yes, we have our back patio again, and we put the palm trees back, and it's nice back there. We have a nice little outside vibe going on outside. So she must remember us from the very beginning.
Right, right. So could she perform back there?
Yes, definitely. We actually just had a show. Yes. Another artist came through, I think, last week, and they did a show in the back. So, yeah, we're definitely open to do that.
Good. Okay. So, I am kind of curious about the game room because I'm not a gamer, you know. So you get a lot of young people in there using
the
game.
Yes, we get a lot of people who are nostalgic for that time. So, you know, we get young people too. We get people in their early 20s, but we also get people in their 30s, 40s, 50s. 60s, because, you know, video games have now been around since the late 1970s, and we have video games that date all the way back to when video games first came out, all the way up until now. So the gamer community is pretty big in South Florida, so we're trying to reach out to all ages when it comes to over 21, of course. So our target market is the over 21, anywhere from 21 all the way up to people in their 70s, because the types of video games we have are pretty universal as far as age, because of how old some of the ones in our collection are.
Okay. That's great. And now Kim J is going to be playing over at the gallery across the street from Hatch.
Right, correct. That's where we're having a soft opening on Saturday, and we'll have a back and a front patio at 11:20 Lucerne, and yes, that's just it's not even a block away from our other location, and it's because that part of Lake Worth is dedicated to the art community, which is why we wanted to be a part of that. So even though we have a bookstore in 709 Lucerne, we wanted to make sure we had a place for our art. So 1120 Lucerne is where the collection that we started, that's where we moved it to. So right now we do yoga. Every Wednesday at 1120 Lucerne, we do yoga classes. We have another class called Entice and Heal, where the young lady teaches you how to dance and walk in very high heels. So it's amazing. We had it at the art gallery before the bookstore was a bookstore. It was an art gallery. And prior to COVID, we would have the yoga classes and Entice and Heal. And, you know, with everything that happened, we had to stop that. So we just recently, about 3 weeks ago, started having the classes again, but we now have them at the art gallery at 1120 Lucerne across the street from the Hatch. And our logos are all over the window, so you can't miss it. As soon as when you're heading west on Lucerne, as soon as you pass over the railroad tracks, we're the building on the right-hand side. So you can walk across the street to the Hatch, and they recently put up a beautiful mural with Basquiat and Frida on it. So it's a nice location for art and music. And eventually we'll have a bar there as well.
Okay. Well, we're looking forward to being there. And now, what about food? Do you serve food?
On the day of the event, we actually have vendors that are coming out. We have a young lady one of our previous staff members, and she opened up a cupcake business with her boyfriend. So they'll be bringing some beautiful tri-colored artistic cupcakes. They're individually wrapped. So we'll have cupcakes, and we'll also have, there's a vegan chef that's coming, and she will be setting up in front of the building under a tent. So we'll have food, and we'll have dessert, and we'll have wine. And, of course, we always have beer. My husband's the beer guy, and I'm the wine lady. So we'll have light bites and beer and wine and cupcakes for that day.
Okay. All right. Sounds like a plan.
Yes, we're looking
like
forward to it.
Yeah. And will you girls be there?
We're thinking about it. I have to talk to my parents because I'll be running around a lot. So we're definitely going to try and bring them. It's just that they're five right now, so sitting still is not really their cup of
Okay. Well, it sounds like we're looking to have a lot of fun Saturday. So I will see you then, and this will be live soon, so you can share it on Facebook and have people listen, okay?
Okay. Oh, and the other thing, we're doing a contest. We're doing a contest to see who can make the best mask. So if you would like to decorate your mask and have fun with it, we're going to have a little contest and then judge it at the end of the day to see who can come up with the most creative mask for the day. Since it's now become, it's become an accessory for us. We can't leave the house without our masks anymore. So we decided to have a contest.
Okay, well, I can, let me see, because I'm making a flyer with just Kim on it and your address and everything. Or do you have a flyer?
Yes, we do. I sent your email over to Alexis and Rich. They're our marketing and event managers, and they're going to take a look at it, and they'll add anything or, give you what you need to add to it. But that's what they do. They make some amazing flyers and promote it. So Alexis makes the flyers, and Rich makes sure the event goes smoothly. And Blanche has met both of them, and we've had a good relationship for the past couple of years. They're great staff.
Okay. All right. So, because I'm just going to put something out just about this weekend.
Okay. That would be
great. You have spoken with me and Kim and what else?
Sure. We're going to do a little bit of music at 12, and then we'll have the poetry. And then Blanche from Jazz on J Street, she's actually going to do the flute at 4 o'clock. So we'll round it out with two. Yeah, we'll start it with a jazz musician. Yeah. So.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah,
sounds like a party.
Oh, and I almost forgot. It's the title of the day is Self Love Saturday. So, because it's the day before Valentine's Day, we want to get everyone prepared to take care of themselves. If you don't take care of yourself, it's kind of hard to take care of everyone else. So the theme for the day is self-care and self-love.
It's called Self-Love Saturday.
Yes.
Is that it?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So if they would just send me what they already have, and I will, because I want to do one just for women in jazz,
Okay.
Just for her, that she did this for women in jazz. The two of them, really, Blanche is a member too. Okay.
Yeah,
beautiful.
We'll get that to you.
Okay, darling. Well, you have a good time. I'm going to play one more piece of music, and we will talk soon. I do need to talk to you. So if you have a moment to talk tonight or another day, just pick up the phone and give me a call.
Yes, I will do that.
Okay?
Thank you so much, Dr.
Okay. I'm going to play, I don't know who this is by, Fly Away Butterfly.